Phosphorus pollution is a serious problem in rivers around the country, including in Idaho's Snake River. Phosphorus isn't toxic. In fact, plants need it to grow. And that's the problem. Too much phosphorus makes aquatic plants grow like crazy, sucking oxygen from the water. Lack of oxygen kills fish. Agricultural fertilizers and manure are the biggest sources of phosphorus pollution, but cities can also contribute. Next month, the city of Boise plans to start construction on a unique project to reduce phosphorus in the Boise and Snake Rivers. Adam Cotterell reports.
Boise Public Works spokesman Vince Trimboli is a long way from City Hall.
We're surrounded by working farms, cattle farms. We're not too far from onion fields. I mean, this is Canyon County.
It's a pretty spot. You can see the trees along the Boise River in one direction, and in the other, there's a bluff that disappears into the horizon. Trimboli stands next to some running water about a dozen feet across.
I would probably think this was a creek or a small river, but if you live here, you know this is what you would call a drain.
This is the Dixie Drain. It looks natural, but it was dug in the early 20th century to take excess water from farmers' fields to the Boise River. By some estimates, 40% of the phosphorus the Boise River discharges into the Snake River comes from this drain. Boise is going to build a water purification plant right here. It will pump the water out of Dixie Drain, remove the phosphorus, and pump the water back in. The city doesn't have to do this. In fact, Boise Public Works Director Neil Oldemeyer says in 2012, the EPA told Boise to do something else, cut way back on the amount of phosphorus coming out of its sewage treatment plants.
We're being asked to reduce that by 98%. And you can treat for phosphorus in a pretty economical way, down to levels of about a 93-94% reduction.
That last 4 or 5% is not so easy. Oldemeyer says with buying new equipment and increasing energy use, it would cost millions of dollars a year to get that last little bit of phosphorus out. Engineers figured it would be a little cheaper just to build a new facility to remove phosphorus somewhere else. So the city went to the EPA with this proposal. If you let us reduce our output by 94% instead of 98%, we'll do something better.
Every pound that we do not remove at our treatment facility, we go downstream and remove a pound and a half.
Jim Wernz, head of the EPA in Idaho, says at first his agency was skeptical. But Wernz says it didn't take long for them to get excited about the Dixie Drain project. That's because the plan, in essence, jumps over the regulations to address the root problem more effectively than the regulations would. That problem is the deteriorating health of the Lower Snake River.
We understood that the river wasn't going to get cleaned up by dealing only with the pipes that come from city treatment plants and from industries and others without also dealing with those agricultural drains.
Wernz calls Dixie Drain the most innovative project he's seen in a long time. The idea behind it, known as pollution offset, was around for years before Boise picked it up. But Wernz says no one had actually done anything quite like this. He says that's because it's immensely complicated. They weren't even sure it would be legal. Boise started laying the groundwork more than 5 years ago, knowing the EPA regulations were coming. The city just cleared the last hurdle this month when the towns of Greenleaf and Middleton gave their blessings. Another big fan of this project, Justin Hayes from the Idaho Conservation League, says in Idaho, only Boise could have done this.
They have the scientific and engineering capabilities on staff. They have the legal ability on staff to negotiate with the EPA. But now others will be able to follow in their steps a lot easier. And I think that's where I will see other cities proposing these, because someone else has shown them how to do it.
EPA's Jim Wernz says Dixie Drain could inspire many projects like it in Idaho and around the country. That is, if the city of Boise is right and building this facility is cheaper than upgrading its sewage treatment plants. Boise Public Works officials say they've already been asked to give presentations in other places with phosphorus problems, including the Chesapeake Bay and Mississippi Delta. The facility is scheduled to open in the summer of 2016. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.